1535.
Julie, this is Ron. How can I help?
Actually, I was just asking for some clarification. I have a gentleman who just got on the bus, and he says he works for G-Force, and he has no ID on him. Aren't they supposed to have an ID just like we are supposed to have an ID?
Correct. Is he, what, trying to ride free there on TriMet? Is that it?
Yeah, he has a whole bunch of gear on him, and he says he needs to go clock in. And I was like, everybody who works for TriMet has a badge. Everybody clocks in, drivers, everybody, just like everybody else.
Okay, and is he going to some TriMet? Is he claiming that he works for TriMet or just works for G4S?
He implied that he worked for TriMet. He said G4S, he's wearing black pants and the gear to go with it, like cuffs and all kinds of stuff, but he has a red jacket on.
Okay, for now, let him ride. We'll have to check with appropriate personnel for that. A lot of them that are working for TriMet, they have some kind of a shirt underneath or something that says TriMet Security. I suppose he's not wearing that either.
Negative. I was under the impression that they still had to show some kind of ID regardless.
Well, let's let it slide today and we'll find out from the powers that be so that we know next time.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Are you still there? Do you have a name on the guy? Train 35, are you still there?
Yeah, he said his last name is Nick, and you work for...
That's the last name, Nick, N-I-C-K?
I'm having him spell it now.